Equanimity is one of the attitudes that we're supposed to develop as part of the practice. It's one of the Brahma-Viharas. It's one of the factors for awakening. It's one of the perfections. A lot of people don't like the idea that equanimity plays such a large role. For them, equanimity means you don't care. And there are cases where equanimity means just that. But they're not the cases where the Buddha is recommending that you develop it. He talks about that case where the man who's been in love with a woman, and then they fall out of love. And later on he sees her laughing and talking with another man. He feels equanimous. Because he doesn't care anymore. But when the Buddha talks about developing equanimity in your meditation, it's actually for cases where you care a lot. There are five different ways you can characterize it. First, there's the equanimity of a doctor. This is equanimity as part of the Brahma-Viharas. You start with goodwill. You want your patient to recover from the illness. You do what you can. But then you reach the point where there's nothing more you can do. The patient's going to die. So you have to be equanimous. You can't let yourself push and push and push against the impossible. You realize that it's a waste of your energy. That you could be devoting to other patients. So you have to be equanimous about the fact that the patient is going to die. Doesn't mean you stop care entirely. You try to provide for the patient's comfort. In other words, when you practice the Brahma-Viharas, you start with goodwill. When you reach equanimity, it doesn't mean you don't have goodwill anymore. It just means that you have to adjust your hopes. We hope that all beings will be happy, that they will act in skillful ways. We look at the fact that they're not going to be acting in skillful ways. So you focus on areas where you can have an influence. That's where areas where you can't, we just have to let them go. It's a matter of priorities. Realizing that our goodwill may be unlimited, but our resources and abilities are limited. You have to accept that fact. And devote your resources and abilities to areas where you can be of help. So that's the equanimity of a doctor. And this equanimity that the Buddha recommends is the beginning of the practice. He says, when you make your mind like earth, good and bad things happen to earth. Disgusting things are poured on earth, perfumes are poured on earth, but earth doesn't react. The same way you try to make your mind like earth as you meditate, because good and bad things are going to happen. And if you want to understand them, you can't be reactive. Getting thrilled when something good happens, getting depressed when something bad happens. You have to keep the mind on an even keel. And depending on how things are going, you can have the equanimity of a fisher or the equanimity of a soldier. A fisherman sometimes simply puts his bait in the water and then just waits, realizing that he can't tell the fish to come at a certain hour. So he has to be patient. Learn how to stick with something that is very minimal, but requires that you stick with it. You don't get flustered because it takes more time than you wanted it to. After all, this practice is a long-term practice. We've been developing unskillful attitudes in the mind for who knows how long. It's going to take time to overcome a lot of them. And some of them just requires time. Not that you don't do anything at all. You keep the hook in the water. But you have to be very quiet so you don't disturb the fish. As for the soldier, that's when you have a setback. Things have been going along well and all of a sudden they don't go well at all. You have a separate defeat. Your meditation crashes. Well, think of a soldier in battle. If a soldier got upset about every setback in his battle, he would never have any chance to win. Here's where the effort has to be more concerted. So you have to have a mind and an even keel. Remember that setbacks are a normal part of the battle. And they're a normal part of meditation. When you can view them as normal, and then figure out what needs to be done. You don't let your setback get to you. You keep at the effort, whatever effort is required for developing skillful qualities, abandoning unskillful ones, you do it. You don't let the temporary setbacks deflect you from your path. So someday you come out victorious. That's the other two types of equanimity. First three have to do with equanimity of striving. And the last two have to do with when you get results. You can call them the equanimity of a diner, someone who's eaten a meal. And there are two types. There's the person who's eaten a meal. And as far as that particular meal is concerned, you're full. Now you're going to get hungry again at some point. But for the time being, you can be equanimous about food. Whether food is there, food is not there, it doesn't mean anything to you at that point because you've eaten your fill. This is the equanimity of someone who's gotten more advanced in concentration. You've fed off of pleasure, you've fed off of rapture, and finally decide you've had enough. You prefer to just sit there very equanimous. The breath goes more and more still until it finally stops. And you're perfectly content where you are. Then the other diner is the one who gains awakening. Strengthen the body, strengthen the mind through the five strengths to the point where he or she doesn't need to eat at all anymore. That too, the Buddha said, is met with joy, but also with equanimity. Your needs for happiness have been totally met. This is what a John Fung would call large-hearted equanimity. That comes when you've succeeded and you're at peace. So altogether, there are five types of equanimity. The equanimity of a doctor, which is the equanimity in the Brahma Viharas. The equanimity of a soldier, which is equanimity that has to go together with persistence. The equanimity of a fisherman goes together with patience. The equanimity of someone who's eaten. This is equanimity in the practice for awakening and in the perfections. In all these cases, you care. In the last two, you have cared about getting the mind's needs for happiness met. They've finally been met. And that issue is no longer an issue. But with the first three, you still care very much about wanting to come out ahead, wanting to make progress. And then you react in the proper non-reactive way when there's been a check or there's been a setback or it's simply going to take time. So it is possible to develop equanimity when you care. In fact, that's when you really need it. Not to tell yourself that you don't care, simply that you have to be wise in how you approach what you care. So you're more likely actually to come out ahead and achieve the aim that you want. Which in the meditation is finding a happiness inside that doesn't have to depend on conditions. So the mind isn't subject to the ups and downs of the world anymore. Up until that point, there will be ups and downs, but you've got to learn how to keep the mind on an even keel. If you want to attain what's really worth attaining.